Joy Cowley wrote the following psalm. No donkey this time, but a borrowed Honda 550. Jesus riding into town with a black leather jacket, jeans frayed at the knees, and L-O-V-E tattooed on the knuckles of his right hand. Those who saw him said his smile was like the sun, warming shadowed corners and causing the way to blossom unexpectedly. Those who saw him told of the light left over to be taken home and set in eyes and hearts and at windows for strangers. It was like a miracle, they said. The rest of us missed it. We were in another part of the city, waiting for the Messiah. This reflection, similar to those of James K. Baxter, depicts Jesus as an outsider. He upsets our expectations of what a Savior or Messiah should be. He doesn't dress right, talk right, and act right. We want someone different, though. Someone who is more like us. Someone we would recognize in a church, maybe. Someone who is known as a good and upstanding member of the community. Someone a bit like who the letter of Timothy has in mind for a bishop, blameless, vigilant, sober, a family man. There is a long history in the church of making Jesus into our image, making him a reflection of our expectations. Most obviously, he was made into a pale-skinned European. Gone were any Semitic, re-Jewish features. Then he was made into a robed and crowned king, elevated into stained glass, statues, and hierarchical theology. It was as if Cowley's bikey was taken in by the church, scrubbed up, fitted up in a suit, and sworn in as Governor General. As if you had to be a Governor General to reflect the light of God. Jesus, the outsider, was good news to those relegated to the outside. He disregarded the boundaries that set the respectable and the rejected apart. He ate with the rejected, touched and was touched by the rejected, taught and was taught by the rejected, and healed and was healed by the rejected. He also suggested that this was how God too would be, which is really the nub of the matter. For bikies and Baxters can be largely tolerated by mainstream society. We all like oddities. But when someone comes along and says, God is more like the bikie and the Baxter than the bishops and the governor generals, we pause. When someone says God is more on the outside than on our side, and God is not our in-house God, but more like in the doghouse or over the fence entirely, we get a bit upset, annoyed, even angry. The eccentricity we tolerated becomes intolerable heresy. And the echo of that crowd that once cried, crucify, is heard. Heresy is any belief, opinion, or doctrine that is strongly at variance with the beliefs and doctrines deemed as correct or orthodox by an established authority within that faith. Let's be clear. Jesus was crucified not because he was caring or loving, not because he was kind to poor people, not because he healed sick people or encouraged generosity. No, Jesus was crucified because he dared to imagine God beyond the boundaries set by religious authorities. He was crucified because he was a heretic.